this time. I hope you appreciated that. That we took the building before you even got here. Thanks for facilitating our march. And we're going to stand here, and we're going to see how things go, and we're going to open it up to more people as things go on, and we're going to have events and all that stuff here, but I want to reiterate our demands. This is about this plot of land. This plot of land that stood empty for years. There was a corporation that owned it and evicted everyone from this place, a shitty old rooming house. And then it stayed empty for the last few years. It's no longer actually owned by that corporation that hasn't paid back taxes on it in the last 10 or so years. And so, we have... It's technically speaking, is not really owned by anybody, and now it's owned by us. Yeah! We use the pump being down in town as an opportunity, and that's an opportunity to get these folks off our backs for 5 seconds, and it's an opportunity to reiterate our demands around housing and around income. We demand that this building be turned into social housing.
All right!
We demand that the provincial government build 2,000 units of social housing every year. We demand that they bring back rent control immediately.
Clack Radio, produced by members of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal. As World Youth Day descended on Toronto with the Pope's visit, Toronto Mayor Mel Aspin, quote, wished he could sweep every single homeless person under the rug. Toronto, like many other cities across Canada, is in a housing crisis. And in a province where rent control has been abolished, landlords are not being forced to make repairs, and the minimum wage has been frozen for more than 5 years, OCAP, along with other organizations and individuals, has taken action to counter this situation and has opened a squat, named for the occasion of World Youth Day, the Pope Squat. We spoke to Sarah Vance, who is with Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, about the Pope Squat.
Well, the situation in Toronto just keeps getting worse in terms of housing and poverty issues. You have a situation now where per capita, Toronto has a higher rate of homelessness than even New York City does, which is usually referred to as the homelessness capital of North America. You have a situation where 2 to 4 people are dying on the streets every week. 2,000 people in Toronto are evicted every single month, where, you know, rent control no longer exists, where people are paid $525 a month for welfare as the maximum for welfare for a single individual. But even if you rent a room in a really substandard rooming house, you're lucky to get something for $450, like very lucky, let alone trying to rent an apartment by yourself. And so, I mean, the issues are just making people's situations worse and worse and worse and more dire, and sometimes that does literally result in people's deaths and has in the past and continues to. And OCAP has lost several of its own members who've died on the streets. So using the Pope's visit here was an opportunity, to highlight, I mean, politically speaking, to highlight the fact that here you have the pontiff in town. He's supposed to stand for certain moral issues. It makes it a little bit tougher for the police to come in and crack heads, as they're wont to do, particularly at OCAP protests. So basically we use that to our advantage.
And what is the situation around the building? The squat was taken. People are fixing it up. How is it turning out?
Well, it's looking good. The building needs a lot of work done to it. It was extremely poorly maintained. But some basic things have happened so far that are already very positive. We've had carpenters come and repair the roof as a starting point and have done a repair job that should last for the next 5 years and keep it from leaking.
Find out more information about CLAC. Call 514-409-2049. Email clac@tao.ca or visit us on the web at www.quebec2001.net.
An actual serious plan together to renovate the building properly. And meanwhile, on the outside, have done things like built a community garden at the front and clean out the back, and have brought an unbelievable number of couches abandoned on the street to the back of the Pope Squat, and people have been staying there for the night, and we've been showing movies and having concerts and stuff like that.
Can you speak a little bit about the support that has rallied behind this action, the support of people in Toronto in general, but also the support of the neighborhood?
Well, on all levels, the support has been awesome. We went into this with a pretty large number of endorsers and a fairly wide variety, from, like, you had your sort of alternative Catholic worker houses, that kind of thing, endorsing it, to social justice groups, to some unions, and that kind of thing. But since it took off, there's been a huge amount of interest. So in terms of organizational support, the Canadian Auto Workers has decided to endorse the event. Buzz Hargrove is going to be speaking at the Pope Squat. He's the head of the Canadian Auto Workers Union. We've gotten a lot of support from QP. Jack Layton, who's a Toronto City Councillor, but he's also running for leadership of the NDP federally. He's been out to the building. He's working on trying to get the city on side around negotiations for keeping the building and putting money into it. So organizationally, it's great, and there's been huge numbers of people dropping by, talking about making donations, like all kinds of different initiatives that people are taking on, so that's fantastic. And then neighborhood-wise, Parkdale is just a really poor neighborhood with a lot of families who've been hit very, very hard by the kind of crisis that's going on in Toronto and more broadly across Canada. And so it's an automatic, like, it's a no-brainer for people. You bring up the issue of rent control, it only makes sense to people logically, fundamentally, that of course you support rent control. Of course you don't want to see abandoned buildings in your neighborhood. So it's been extremely good, and we're now doing stuff like, we've been going around systematically to the neighbors and talking to people, handing out leaflets. And are going to get a petition for neighborhood support started and that kind of thing. But it's been really good. I mean, to the point where the local Coffee Time is giving out OCAP newspapers at their, you know, on the counter and stuff like that, and people are starting to post OCAP signs in their windows saying, you know, that they're supportive of the action.
That's great. Why was it important for OCAP to organize this event when the Pope was in town? Not just because the cops would get off your back, but also politically, how the Pope's visit was taken in Toronto and why it was important to highlight these issues while he was there.
Well, there's a couple of different things. I mean, you have the sort of moral weight or what have you, but you also have, like, a situation where here is the Pope coming to town, who supposedly stands for these various different moral issues, and you have, like, Ernie Eves, sitting, the Premier of Ontario, sitting down and meeting with the Pope, and Chrétien meeting with the Pope and talking about it. And then at the same time, they spent, like, millions of dollars on this event. the police have been systematically sweeping the streets of people before the event. And in fact, Mel Lastman even said, Mel Lastman, the mayor of Toronto, who doesn't really know how to keep his mouth shut, even said just before the event, when asked by a reporter, he said, yeah, I wish I could sweep all of the homeless out of Toronto. And so, and, like, that's been the sentiment around this event, is, like, clean up the city for so that the Pope doesn't have to see this kind of, like, poverty and despair and kind of things that tourists wouldn't want to see. That's what this is. It's a tourist event.
How does this action relate to the resistance that OCAP has been building over years and years and years in the past? I know that OCAP, along with the Ontario Common Front, organized a squat action in March when the Tories had their provincial leadership event in Toronto. So could you speak about how this action relates to what you have done in the past? OCAP has been known for, you know, direct action methods and you know, taking things on, confronting the issues directly. So how does this relate?
Well, I mean, like, strategically, I think it's a development on what we've done in the past. Like, the line that we've taken is that we're not interested in merely a symbolic protest, that we actually, we want to win this building, and we want negotiations around the broader demands that have been raised as well. And so, like, that standpoint politically has developed within OCAP over the years, and June 15th, when there was the riot at Queen's Park, was the first time that it manifested itself as, like, well, we're not really interested in engaging in the kind of flag-waving anymore. We actually want to come out, and we actually want to, in the end, get something done and win something. And then building upon the development of the Ontario Common Front, we've been able to tap on, like, a really broad network, much, much larger than OCAP, to support the squat and to be involved in the squat and to discuss the possibility of further actions around this and look at this as much more of a campaign than just of a single incident of a, you know, one-day protest that's happened to go on a little bit longer and is just about one piece of property. Like, for us, we've put out the call to, like, give it or guard it. If they kick us off of this property, we're going to keep on coming back. And the government is going to have to make a political choice. Are they going to sink hundreds of thousands of dollars into guarding an abandoned building day and night, or are they going to sink hundreds of thousands of dollars into providing safe, affordable housing for people? And that kind of strategy of building campaigns and of coming back and of working together with allies and of following on a squat from March 22nd, but also from Quebec City squats and from the Montreal squat and from the Ottawa squat, I think is part of building broader networks, relying on one another for support and solidarity and for like, learning about how to do these things and how to do them right. So we all are taking part in a broader learning curve that I think is a lot more coherent and is working a lot more successfully than it has in the recent past.
And you mentioned earlier that Lastman, the mayor of Toronto, had stated that he wished he could get rid of all the homeless people in Toronto for the event of the Pope's visit. And that seems to be a similar attitude that he has taken over the years, and also a similar attitude to the Tories. The provincial Tories in Ontario. And there's a lot of talk about development and, you know, finding, you know, giving social housing over, and there's talk of these things, but there's never any action, especially in the case of Montreal. We're seeing that. So, I mean, could you talk about how, you know, this direct action has happened and potentially you could win this building in terms of, you know, winning social housing through people taking to the streets and taking this issue on directly. So why do you feel it's important that people do take that step and they, you know, they reclaim those battles that, you know, are very much in tune with, you know, their lives?
Well, I mean, I think that it's become obvious. I mean, that Ontario is one of the more, like, outrageous examples in Canada, maybe less so than BC now, which is so vicious. But over the years, since Harris particularly has come to power, you know, anyone who's not an idiot realizes that you can only get so much done through lobbying and through, like, constantly pleading for some kind of sense of compassion. It doesn't work. We've all done it. We've done it for years. We've done the delegations. We've had the reports written. We've appealed to their sensibilities. We've done the media savvy, heartwarming, you know, personalized stories and the street theater and the whole shebang. And the reality is it's not about popular support in and of itself. It's not about what looks embarrassing. It's not about, oh, if only we had realized how badly we were hurting people. It's about power. There's a reason they don't invest in affordable housing. It's not accidental. It's because it provides wealth for the people who support them. It provides wealth for the ruling class, and that's what the Tory Party represents. And so if we start to recognize that, then we have to look at the way that we strategize, the way that we take action, and the only thing that makes sense then is to recognize that, yeah, you can use that system when you need to and when it's smart to, but your bottom line is that you need to be taking action yourself to disrupt the functioning of that system. So whether it's people who work disrupting that system by going on strike or having work slowdowns or what have you, or whether it's like the economic disruption that we started to see with the provincial campaign against the Tories, or whether it's about taking back an abandoned building and putting yourself in a position where it really is, it's legally, it's in terms of popular support, in terms of what you're going to have to weather down the road, in terms of, like, what kind of a pain in the ass OCAP is capable of being. You know, you play all of these cards from outside the system in order to essentially to screw it up to whatever degree is necessary in order to win concessions, and that's sort of like the fundamental basis for this action.
You have been listening to Clack Radio. To find out more information about OCAP, visit www.ocap.ca or email ocap@tao.ca, phone 416-925-6939. OCAP encourages people to send letters of support to the Pope Squat, which is located at 1510 King Street West, Toronto, Ontario, M6K1J5. To find out more information about CLAC, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal, call 514-409-2049, email clac@tao.ca, or visit us on the web at www.quebec2001.net.